Welcome to the Profitable Trading Podcast. Tony Fraser Jones, your host, with my other host and good mate, Phil Smith.
Hey, how we doing?
Fantastic, man. I'm excited to drill into this topic today because it's very powerful. So what are we getting into?
Well, basically, like, sometimes you might be battling to win enough of the inquiries that you receive or the quotes or bids that you put out, or you can't understand why your clients aren't getting back to you, or why your clients end up using what seems like less reputable contractors for their work. And I think lots of businesses think they have a leads problem when really they have a response time problem.
Yeah, and if they're just a bit faster, they get a bunch more work. And so, you know, slow quoting, slow process to get your bids out, slow comms, slow decisions, slow to follow up on the quotes or bids you send out, that actually bleeds profit out of your business. And you're kind of thinking, well, why am I not getting these jobs? Maybe I'm priced too highly. Maybe they don't like me, whatever. But actual factual is that you're just a bit slow.
Actual factual, yeah.
So it turns out that being fast is actually a huge part of the difference to winning work.
Who would have thunk it?
That's right. Thanks, man.
Well, that's what we're here to do today, well, right?
To think it. And there's a lot of psychology to this as well. So, why it actually makes a difference. And there's a massive mistake that people make here by just thinking that the client will just say yes, you know, if they're going to say yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than the way you deal with the inquiry or the price, that makes a huge difference. And speed, it turns out, is a huge part of how you deal with it. So that's what we want to get into.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Speed sells. And you were telling me a story the other day about that pizza shop. I think that's pretty relevant.
Yeah, that pizza shop, Dominic's.
Dominic's.
Not Dominic's. It's called Domino's now, but it started off as Dominic's.
Now, I remember you telling me where it was, and I remember you said the name. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And then you wrote the name and I was like, oh, damn, I wouldn't have picked that.
Yeah. So Ypsilanti in Michigan.
Ypsilanti is spelled like Ypsilanti.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And 1960, Tom Monahan. So he bought a tiny pizza shop. It was called Dominic's. And he quickly realized something about pizza. People just didn't want pizza. They wanted pizza fast. They wanted the convenience. And at the time, most pizza shops, they were focusing on, you know, dining in, massive menus, you know, heaps of choices. You know those shops you go to, those restaurants, and there's so many choices. Like,
dude, we got pizza last night, and we'd have this massive menu for my kids to just end up being like, can we get cheese?
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah. We're going to have a margarita pizza every time. So delivery was slow, it was inconsistent, and honestly, you know, service was a bit of an afterthought. So he built Domino's around one thing, and that was speed. So simple menu, standardized processes, you know, repeatable systems. And he launched the guarantee, you know, fresh hot pizza delivered in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. That completely changed the world of pizza. You know, like, delivery pizza now is a massive thing, and it's built off the back of speed.
Hot, fresh, and fast.
Yeah. So the customers had the speed, they had the certainty, knew what they were getting, and obviously Domino's exploded. And, the interesting part is that Domino's isn't necessarily the best pizza. There's places you can go to get much better pizza.
Absolutely.
But it's kind of like the industry standard. You know, it's a rock star in the industry. So speed really counts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose if we're not, you know, fast in our work, if we're not fast when we're getting the jobs, we run into some big problems.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, you can lose work before you even quote it. Mm. Like, other people might have done the job before you even get to visit the client to give them a price.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. I can remember an early client, Mike. Now, he owned a reasonable sized plumbing business, but he actually wasn't a plumber. And he was telling me, like, we've often got paid for the job before other people actually turn up, you know, and we can get paid within 3 or 4 days. It's all done.
Yeah.
But other people turn up and they haven't got a chance because the job's done.
Yeah, exactly.
So speed really counts. I think customers assume that if you're slow to do a price, that you're probably going to be slow to do the job, and it damages your professionalism and their image of you.
Yeah, well, as we are in small things, we are in everything, right?
That's right.
Everyone knows that, even subconsciously.
It's very subconscious, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the vibe you're giving off. Like, if you're slow now, I don't even, like, even people that walk slow, I'm like, you're going to be slow to work too, aren't you?
You hate slow walkers.
I hate slow walkers, man. It's an absolute bugbear, but carry on.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing a job test, just get them to walk somewhere, and if they're slow, cull them.
Yeah.
It's super simple. You waste a lot of ad spend and marketing spend because if you're not quick to follow up, your return's going to be less and that money is just wasted. So that's a big problem. You waste time on pricing because you don't have the best chance of winning it. You know, you might eventually get to it 3 or 4 days later, but you're less likely to win it, so you waste time.
Mm.
And obviously your workflow suffers. And actually what happens if you're not fast, everything sort of backs up. Your quotes, your bids back up. site visits go get delayed, things fall through the cracks, your admin gets missed, follow-ups disappear. And so you've almost, by not being fast, you've got more work, which makes you even less fast.
Mm.
And people do crazy stuff. Like instead of, you know, they might have a bunch of site visits or quotes they need to go and do, and they'll do the one that came in first, even though it was 5 days ago, rather than dealing with the one they got today, which they're more likely to win.
Yeah.
And so it just gets worse. The problem compounds, I guess, is where we're going with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then your cash flow suffers and obviously growth stalls because a good, marketing and sales pipeline is absolutely critical to your growth.
Yeah, definitely. Whereas on the other hand, if we can get that speed in there, if we can really, you know, expedite our pricing, our service, everything, you know, big upsides, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to win more work without spending more on marketing. So that's a win.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds pretty good. I think drop the mic. You know?
That's right. Yeah, customers are going to trust you faster. I think speed is important. There's an implicit, and we'll really dig into this, there's an implicit assumption around professionalism when you're quick. You get greater ROI in your pricing time, so the work that you do price, you're more likely to win. And you know, pricing work and not winning it is just dead time. You never get that back. So it's very important.
Mm.
Your workflow becomes smoother. Obviously, you win more jobs. It's good for your cash flow. And growth becomes more scalable because you're like, yeah, well, I've got a good system to win this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very, very powerful.
Yeah, well, let's dig into where we start with this. Because, I mean, I think people are like, yeah, cool, be faster. But how and in what areas?
Well, I think the first thing is that being first and showing up is actually often what it takes to win, like just being there first and showing up.
Mm.
And lots of people will go with the first option because it's convenient. You know, like if you've got to see two or three service providers, and some people will, don't get me wrong, there's some people who'd like to see seven service providers and get 27 quotes and haggle on every part of the detail, and they're probably not the clients we want. But there's a lot of people who are busy, and if the price is kind of in the ballpark and it seems fair enough and they like and trust you, they're just going to say, yeah, let's just crack on and get it done.
Well, there's really two parts of this, or a few parts. Like, number one is, like, people are busy. So if I've got to wait and get three or four quotes and people are coming in, coming out, and I'm busy, then I've got to be there for three or four quotes. Whereas if the first one comes in really quick and I can just get on with it, then I don't have to be there to meet another guy and another guy and another guy. So I'm not wasting my time, which is very valuable to me and to everybody. No one likes wasting their own time. But if you think about different types of work even, right, like something which is an emergency, it's like, I want it done now. So, you know, the faster someone can get here, the more valuable that service is. And if you want something which is like a bigger project or something which is a nice to have, then you're competing with everything else they could do with that money, which we'll dig into shortly. But I think either way, the slower you are, the less likely you are to win, right?
Like, but it's 100% true. Like it's simple but powerful. And associated with the fact that just being first and showing up can make you the winner is that people do equate speed with competence.
Mm.
Not everyone. But if someone can show up really promptly and they present a professional image, then they're like, geez, this person's got their stuff sorted out. And so they'll make assumptions about your ability to provide the service based on the fact that you can be quick. And they're like, well, okay, these guys, they're organized, they're perhaps more experienced, they're more trustworthy, they've got a better team. It's just a better operation. And we know, you know, this is a big bugbear for clients of contracting and tradie businesses is response. Like it's sometimes really hard to get people to show up or for them to be organized because frankly the owner's so busy that they're just struggling to juggle all the balls.
Yeah.
And quite often the clients have to follow up to actually get the work done.
Yeah. And there's nothing more frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
Like, I'm trying to pay you, man. I'm trying to actually use your product, your service. I'm trying to pay you. I'm trying to, you know, be a customer of yours and you won't get back to me. You know, it's an extremely frustrating situation. And I honestly think like there's been plenty of times when the person that I've ended up going with to get work done in different situations has literally just been chosen because they're the only person that actually spoke to me. You know, and I'm sure everyone else was getting around to it. But at the end of the day, it's like you feel pretty ignored as a customer and it's not good. It doesn't make you feel like you're very valued. And that's really detrimental.
It is. And so it turns out that first impressions really do count. And we all do judge a book by its cover. And speed is a first impression, and it's kind of like the cover of your book or your business. So that's massive.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I think, you know, when we get to the next thing for me is really that window of buying behavior.
This is huge.
And so like I was mentioning earlier, like let's look at different work types. If I'm doing like emergency response, you know, maintenance work, I'm coming around to, you know, service a breakdown or you fix something that's broken, whatever. point is, it's like you have a very short window because they're in pain right now and they want that pain eased as fast as possible. So if my toilet is overflowing, I'm like, I want you here yesterday, like as fast as you possibly can. If my lights are out, I want you here as soon as possible. Anything at all, which is some kind of breakdown or service, I want you here as fast as possible. So if the quicker you can be to actually respond to an inquiry, you know, to get to site, to actually get onto, you know, this job, the more likely I am to go with you. And I'm not going to stuff around getting different prices or comparing people because I just want it done now. And, you know, the longer I have actually take to take action, the longer I live with my problem. And I don't want to do that. So the thing is, speed is absolutely critical there. But then there'll be people who say, well, you know what, I do a different type of work. You know, maybe I install solar or
more project type work.
Yeah, it's a project. So it's the kind of thing, it's a nice to have. They're not in any kind of like emergency rush. And I'm like, okay, cool. But you still have a time issue because at the point where they make an inquiry, that is the keenest they will ever be to actually action that project. And the hard part is that a lot of the time, the longer you take, you know, the less likely you are to close. And we'll tell ourselves stories about like, well, they probably found someone else in that time, or they probably went with a different competitor or something. But you have to understand is that what they probably actually did was either nothing or they spent that money on something else entirely. So if we think about, let's say I want to get solar, you know, at my house, just as an example, this is obviously a real nice to have. It's not a necessity, and it's something that people can take a long time, or at least we say they do, to make a decision on. Now, the thing is, if I make an inquiry about solar and you tell me, hey, cool, that's going to be $40,000 or something, I'm like, yeah, cool, that's great. But the thing is every day that goes by that I'm either waiting for that price or that I'm waiting for more information, I'm waiting for you to come and do a site visit, I'm waiting for us to get started, is a day that I can reflect on the fact that I could spend that $40,000 on something else, like a family trip to Europe. And at that point, I'm like, well, if it's solo or a family trip to Europe, maybe let's go to Europe. So the reality is the quicker you are, the more likely you are to act while that is what they want to do with their money. The longer it takes, the longer that is for them to decide they want to do anything else with that money. And so it doesn't matter whether you're doing something which is emergency response and the need is there right now, or whether it's something which is a nice to have, more of a project, and you think, well, there's not really a need, is there? I'm like, yeah, cool, but there is a want. And the slower you are to act, the more that want evaporates. So yeah, either way, you got to be fast.
This is very powerful, and you're right, and I think you alluded to it, that they might spend the money on something else, but often they do nothing because the emotional impetus to actually make change just sort of fizzles out with life,
yeah,
with other stresses and busyness. And often they have great intentions, I'll get back to this, but they just keep kicking that can down the road for another week, and then like something else comes up.
Well, dude, this really like reminds me of my favorite line of a movie ever, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And the rock star's sitting there, and you know, the busboy in the restaurant comes up and he's like, hey, did you listen to that demo tape I gave you? He's like, I was going to do that, but then I just carried on living my life. And it's like, that's what people do, right? I mean, it's like, yeah, like I got your quote, but you never followed it up. And you know what, man, I carried on living my life. And as much as that was a joke in the movie, that is reality. Like, people have lives, there's a lot going on every day. You only have so much mental bandwidth. And, you know, at one point you might have this job occupying my mental bandwidth. But if too much time goes by with no action, other things creep in, that goes to the back of the line, if it's in the line at all. And so you miss your opportunity. You got to strike while that iron's hot. And I think that's really key.
It's massive. And the point here is that sometimes when we are pricing work and we're trying to get jobs across the line, we think we're at the mercy of the customer's buying process. But actually, they should be at the mercy of your selling process and speed, and helping them build up that emotional momentum to make the sale is a key part of, you know, your sales process, and speed really helps you. So I think that's massively important.
Yeah.
There is one other thing here that really strikes me. I don't think people think about this, is when you're slow to respond, it actually makes everything harder in the future to be quick to respond.
Yeah.
Because you're actually jamming your business up with inquiries, with quotes, with bids, with site visits. And as I said earlier, often what you do is you tend to think, oh, well, this person's been waiting 5 days for me to go and see them. I should go and see them now. So you kind of have a, you know, you deal with the older stuff first.
Mm.
And then the new stuff coming in, which is the stuff you're more likely to get a yes to if you're fast, you push that down. And so this problem, this cycle repeats, and the business is getting jammed up with stuff that you're getting, you know, you're less and less likely to get a yes to, when you'd probably be better just to cut your lunch and say, hey, I'll just start dealing with the ones that come in today and just probably let the ones down that have been there longer, because you're more likely to get a yes.
Dude, the one that's been waiting 2 weeks already, I'm like, that's already gone. Don't worry. Like, just let it go. And, you know, the contact you should make with them when you get a chance is, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm sure you're going with something else. Like, in future, we'll do better. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, you lost it already. Like, but the point is, this is not like milk at the cafe where it's first in, first out. You know,
that's what I was looking for. It's
last in, first out.
Yeah,
because that's the one that you're going to close. You know, there's no point wasting time and effort. Otherwise, you end up like the traffic jam thing, right? Where it's like the 2 second delay that it takes each person to react to getting going actually is what creates the traffic jam. If everybody, you know, went on the green light at the same time, there'd be no traffic jams. And so the thing is it's that flow on effect of muck around or time. It actually cascades down into everything you do through your entire business. And then you just end up actually dropping the ball everywhere. So you got to let some things go.
But basically, your sales pipeline gets constipated. It's stuck, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And it's like a compounding effect in the negative way. So, you know, compounding is important here, because if you are fast, actually you compound success. Because if you're quick, you win more work. You generate more cash, you can hire better people, you get more referrals because you're working with more clients, you've got more money to improve your systems, and so you create, instead of a constipated business, you create, you know, one that's free-flowing. One that evacuates easily, Phil, which is what you want in the morning, right?
Sure, bro, sure. And I think the thing is a lot of the time people say, yeah, but I can't be fast because I just don't have the time, the capacity, whatever. And it's like, if I could just have this other person, maybe I could take on a person and they could help me be faster. I'm like, only reason you can't take that person on is because you're not winning enough work to justify paying for that person. But the reason you're not winning the work is because you don't have the pit. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy as well, where it's like, you actually can't be fast because you're not fast, which is a real issue. One thing I think before we get into some practical ways to improve the speed, one thing I just want to touch on really quick is a common FAQ we get when we're talking with our clients about this, where people will often bring up, hey, if I'm really fast, then client gets my price first, right? For example, with pricing. And then I'm more easily compared because now they've got my price, they can compare it to everyone else. If that's going through your head, I just want to dispel that really quick. Firstly, is if they get your price fast enough, they'll be comparing you to nothing. It's you or nothing, because everyone else is going to be so slow. And so the thing is, they're not going to sit around for weeks waiting for comparison points. They're going to have you and nobody else. And so you're the only, at that point, the only thing that's being compared is that you're the only person that's responsive. And so actually it looks really good. Not to mention, if your price comes in last, dude, you're still getting compared, right? Because then you're just compared to whoever got in before you. So there is nothing to be lost by being first. There's only something to be gained by being so far first that no one else is actually in the running. So just wanted to put that out there because it does come up pretty often. But let's get into some practical ways to improve that speed.
Yeah, well, it's about systems and process and team. So the first thing is, if you've got some dedicated customer service reps to field inquiries, that's massively powerful. Because if you miss them or you're slow or you've got to get back to them, that's a massive opportunity lost. You know, obviously for response work, they've got someone else before you get back to them 2 hours later. You know, someone's already booking the job in. So I think that's massive. Fixed pricing is a huge help here.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, for the most part, if you've got a price book for, you know, all those common jobs, then you can price it straight away. In fact, you can just about price it over the phone, which is powerful. Another thing that can really help is to create space in your schedule for urgent jobs. That's massive. So, you know, if you're doing response work and that's part of the niche that you're focusing on, you need to have time every day, which is dedicated to that, so you can slot them in and you're really super quick.
Yeah.
So that helps. It's a scheduling.
I want to expand on this a little bit because I think there's a lot of fear around this. Like, we got a few clients which do, you know, purely response maintenance. And when we think about that, you know, one thing, if that's the type of business you are, is you live in a constant fear of no work, right? Yeah. Because the thing is like, if you ever get, you know, 3 or 4 days work ahead of you, you're actually letting people down. So like, you can't have months of work booked ahead. You can't, because it's not the nature of your work. And so the point is that the worry a lot of these businesses have is whether I can keep my guys completely busy. Am I fully scheduled for tomorrow? Am I fully scheduled for the day after? It's actually in your best advantage to only ever be sort of 80, 90% scheduled max a day in advance, because it means that when a phone call comes in on the day, you can action it on the day, which actually builds a lot of revenue. Because if you couldn't get there on the day, you would have lost that job anyway. And then that also, you know, has a compounding thing where you build a reputation as someone who can do same day service, and you can sell that as a selling point. And like, this is huge. This is a massive, massive thing. And so you actually start to, you know, get a lot of momentum in future sales as well. And I think the key is that fear around we're not fully booked. It's like, you actually can't be fully booked and still be the best in town if that's your game. And I think just it's a difficult one to get your head around, but it's an important one.
It's similar for, you know, if you're doing project work, you need to have some slots in your calendar that are set aside for doing visits to these clients to price their jobs. Same sort of concept.
Same concept.
So you might have a couple of blocks during the week, maybe it's Tuesday morning, Thursday afternoon, and you can tell the clients, hey, yep, awesome, we can see you this week, Tuesday morning or Thursday afternoon, what's better for you? And so you get the pricing done really quickly. You get that, you know, build that relationship straight away.
Yeah.
So that's very, very helpful. I think in a similar vein to price books, if you've got good pricing templates and as-builts for your larger jobs, it means you can punch them out really quickly. Let's be honest. If you're a plumber or an electrician or some sort of sub-trade, you're working for a builder or a general contractor who's doing, you know, full contract builds, then if you can be fast with the pricing to them, it makes a huge difference. And then variations as well, like if they need changes to the plans or whatever, you get that lickety-split, that makes a huge difference. Like
huge.
That's so valuable to builders and contractors as well. So I think that's helpful. Getting an estimator again, you know, that's just, you can price work quickly. That makes a huge difference. Following up quotes and bids on the same day, incredibly powerful.
Yeah, conversion rate go through the roof.
Through the roof.
Through the roof. Like, I think people really underestimate just how much difference that makes. Like, honestly, like, follow-up same day is just, like, it's like petrol on a fire, really. It's going to go nuts.
Yeah, massive. And then, you know, sometimes you've got lots of work, and the reason you're not responding or not getting to it or not pricing is you just can't do the work quickly enough. And so you need to hire some more tradespeople or technicians to increase the throughput. Which lessens the lead time for people to get their jobs done, priced, and organized.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think leads on to the big mistake that people can make with this.
Big mistake. So this is quite psychological.
Yeah.
It's a mental issue. And the big mistake is that most owners are trying to save money by staying lean too long. And so they're in a save money mindset. So they delay hiring. They avoid investing in systems. They keep pushing everything through themselves because, frankly, they're scared.
Yeah.
They're afraid. You know, they're afraid of wages, more overheads, or they're afraid of the work slowing down and they're getting, you know, caught with their pants down and not being able to provide enough work for their team. Now, the problem with that is the fear creates the exact problems that they're trying to avoid.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, because if you don't have enough resources, team, and systems, you become bottlenecked, you're slow at getting your quotes and bids done, you're overwhelmed. In terms of the work getting done by the team, then you have poor workflow because you're not able to get to the jobs quickly enough and you lose jobs. So the irony is that underinvesting in the capacity actually becomes the biggest thing that stops the business growing into profitability.
Absolutely.
Which is like...
I think you should say that again just so that everyone really, really understands it.
The irony that underinvesting in capacity often is the biggest thing that stops your business growing into profitability.
100%. This reminds me that I get this one. I actually adapted it from Winston Churchill. It's not his exact quote, but
Winston.
Saving your way to profit is like standing in a bucket and lifting it up by the handle.
Yeah,
it's not gonna work. So
it doesn't work. So it's a very mental thing, and you've got to be brave and put your big boy pants on and actually invest so you can get the stuff done quickly and your business will grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've nailed some good points, man. Let's end this plane.
The businesses that win the most work aren't always the cheapest, the biggest, or even the best at getting the work done. They're often the fastest to respond and the easiest to deal with. Now, if you can build the systems, the team, and the capacity to move quickly, you'll win more jobs, you'll improve your cash flow, you'll reduce chaos, and you'll create serious momentum in your business. So stop letting slow responses and fear hold you back from the work that could already be yours. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later.
Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
On this episode, we're talking about why knowing and showing your financial numbers is consistently the biggest difference between a profitable business that grows and one with stressed out business owners running on hope. Now, when our members start consistently tracking and reviewing their numbers, we see massive improvements in profitability, cash flow, decision making, and a reduction in stress levels. In fact, on average, our members generate a 56.4% increase in profitability within 90 days, simply being across the important financial numbers. Now, in this episode, we'll break down why consistency matters more than intensity, the key numbers every tradie and contractor needs to know, why so many business owners avoid looking at their numbers, and one massive financial mistake owners make that keeps them stuck, stressed, reactive, and guessing instead of confidently growing their business. Now, tune into this episode if you want to increase your profitability by 56% in the next 90 days. Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.